UJFM.
It's exactly 13 minutes past 2. We're in the final hour of UJFM lunch or break. We have an interesting interview. Bling, I'm excited about this one. I am so excited.
I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why. Because every time two people say, these are the two comments when you say you are a radio presenter. The first one is, okay, do radio. I don't know what that means. Like, do I do a link? Do I? They say, okay, now do radio. The second one, and this one, this is to all the artists. I love you guys, ne? And trust me, your music is great. I am not the person to call and text when you want things that have to do with the music. But I just figured, just to make up for that, let's invite someone who will create clarity with everything. We are joined by the chief executive officer of Sambra. I'm excited about this one. Mr. Fanani Leshiba. Good afternoon. Welcome to UJFM.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much for this opportunity.
How are you doing?
I'm good. And how are you doing?
I'm all right. Let's start here. Yeah. Who is Sambra?
Sambra is a collective management organization.
Yes.
A collective management organization is commonly known as a collecting society. Mm. We administer a right that is known as neighboring right.
Mm-hmm.
But neighboring right is commonly referred to as needle time right in South Africa. This is the right of remuneration, and we remunerate record companies and artists whose tracks are used by licensed music users.
Mm.
And when I say licensed music users, in order for us to collect license fees from you, as UJFM, you need to have been licensed by us, and we therefore use your playlist when we process royalties and say, these are the songs that were performed by UJFM in 2023, and this is the amount of money we received from UJFM, and then we split that amount in terms of the playlist. So yes, the more airplay the song receives, the more money it will get,
mm-hmm,
and the less airtime it receives, the less it will get. So in a nutshell, neighboring right or needle time right is the right of remuneration,
mm-hmm,
and who gets remunerated is the record company whose music you used, as well as the performers that performed when that particular track was recorded.
So then it begs the question, who does then Sambra represent in all of this?
We represent record companies,
okay,
and recording artists.
Mm.
And when I say recording artists, I mean everybody that participates when a track is recorded, from lead vocalist, backing vocalist, and instrumentalist. And instrumentalist here, we're talking about guitarist, bass guitarist, pianist, drummer, trumpeter, or whatever. So even if at the time of recording of the track, you were invited to come and participate, and maybe your participation was just the clapping of hands.
Yes.
And we recorded that clapping of hands, then we will regard you as an artist.
Hmm. Now, I just want to ask, this one is out of curiosity. We're going to continue just now. Not everyone can claim from Sambra, right? Is there a certain requirement that maybe for the song or for the project that need to be met for you to maybe firstly qualify and then get remuneration from?
Anybody can apply for membership.
Yes.
And you can become a member, but just because you're a member, it doesn't mean that you're going to get paid. Because we've got different categories of membership.
Yes.
We have got what we call applicant member. An applicant member is somebody like you and I who has applied for membership but has never recorded anything. Of course, you won't be paid. Or we could have recorded some lousy album that nobody wants to play.
yes.
Then we won't be paid.
Yes.
But as long as your music has been used by licensed music users,
yes,
and royalties accrue to you, you will be paid.
Okay. I want to touch on this one before we go to some music and actually get someone paid. What are the needle time rights royalties, and how are they collected for the artists and the recording companies?
Yes, so needle time is what I was talking about earlier on, which is the neighboring right.
Yes.
This is the right of the record company as well as the recording artist. So what happens is you can't just use music because you feel like.
Yes.
And I'm going to say something here. UJFM is a campus radio station.
Yes.
And it falls under the broad category of community radio stations.
Yes.
Unfortunately, community radio stations are not paying us. So, which means you guys are also not paying us. So, maybe we need to take this opportunity to say
no,
just give us 10,000 rands a year and we will be fine.
Yeah.
So when you walk into a retail shop,
yes,
like Woolies, Pick and Pay, Checkers, Spa, etc., or even a restaurant, there's music in the background. But if you look at a restaurant, their main business is not playing music.
Yes.
Their main business is to provide food. Yes. But they know that without music, they are highly unlikely to make as much money as they would have wanted to. Why? Because music creates what we call an ambience.
Yes.
You go there not to listen to music, but if there's no music, you would know that something is not right.
Yes. Yes.
You will feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
And instead of spending 5 hours, maybe you were intending to be with your friends there for 5 hours.
Yes.
You end up spending 45 minutes and you say, no, you know, this place is boring.
Yes.
Let's go next door.
Yes.
Where there's music. And next door, the kind of food they're providing is nothing compared to the food here, but here there's no music. So by using that music, we say that you are adding value to your business. And what you are doing is known as communication to the public.
Mm.
And you therefore have to pay the owners of the product that you are using to add value to your business.
Mm.
So how we collect these royalties is that we license music users. And we've got two categories of music users. We've got broadcasting services.
Mm-hmm.
We also have non-broadcasting services. This is what we call communication to the public licensees.
Mm.
So we come to you. We have a licensing team. They'll come to you and say, you are running a restaurant or a hair salon or a butchery. You are using music in this establishment. You need to take up the sampler license.
Mm.
And once you've done that, we invoice you, you pay us, and then we then process royalties and say, this is the amount of money we got from this particular establishment, and these are the songs that we used.
All right, when we come back, we're going to go to some music. When we come back, there's a campaign that they launched, that Samra launched last year. I want to talk more about it. It's 20 minutes past 2. Good afternoon, if you just joined us. It's 27 minutes past 2. This one is titled The Nigga from Tyler ICU. We can argue it's one of the best songs out of 2023. And yeah, even Rihanna confirmed it. Even there's nothing to argue about. If Rihanna says it was her favorite song, then it's everyone's favorite song. We are joined by the CEO. I've just been corrected. Sampra.
Yeah, Sampra.
Yes, the CEO.
Not Mr. Samra.
Yeah, Sampra.
Yeah.
CEO, Mr. Fanani Leshiba.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, let's talk about the Know Your Music, Know Your Music, Love Your Music campaign that you launched last year that was aimed at almost creating awareness about the music compliance in South Africa, right?
Yeah.
UJFM, the station, is also a compliant community radio station. Why is it important for other users of music to pay for a Sampra music license?
Yeah, actually UJFM is not compliant. So,
okay. I'm gonna defend UJFM. Sorry.
So the reason why we launched this campaign is because we came to the realization that a lot of people don't know about copyright.
Yes.
You go to somebody who is running a restaurant, an independent small business.
Yes.
And you say to them, you are using music in this establishment, you need to pay. And they say, no, but I bought the CD. Or I'm streaming.
Yes.
I subscribe to Apple Music or Spotify. So why do you want me to pay when I've already paid to get this music? What they don't understand is that, I don't know how old you guys are, but back in the days of CDs.
Yes.
Or the days of physical. If you bought that to read the cover of the CD,
yes,
you would find words like unauthorized public performance is prohibited.
Ah.
So what that means is that when you buy the CD,
yes,
or when you subscribe to Spotify or Apple Music to stream, you are doing that for self-enjoyment.
Mm.
The moment you use that music to add value to your business, it is no longer self-enjoyment.
Mm.
You are adding value to the music. That is exactly what is meant by unauthorized public performance.
Mm.
So now you are using that music to entertain your patrons who are coming to your restaurant.
Yes.
That is public performance. And as long as you are not paying us, it is therefore unauthorized public performance and it is prohibited. But a lot of people don't know this. Mm. And we therefore decided to launch this campaign to educate the public, especially music users. to understand why they need to pay us. And because we are just the middleman.
Yes.
It's not our product. We are managing this product on behalf of the artist that you love.
Yes.
Everybody loves Kabza De Small,
yes,
DJ
yes.
Maphorisa and all that. These are the people whose product we are managing. So when you are playing their music without paying us, you are not actually spiting us. You are spiting them.
Right. I want to go to some news headlines. When we come back, I want to touch more on that and how then does it affect establishments like clubs or people like DJs. But we're going to go to some news headlines with Ipleng. When we come back, the CEO of Sampra is in studio with us.
UJFM News.
Fair, consistent and transparent.
In your stories making headlines, the parliamentary committee hopes the new bill will prevent tragedies like George Building collapse, and UJ launches Disability Forum, championing accessibility and inclusion. In your services updates, City Power is expecting to restore power supply to customers feeding from the Nansfield and Nirvana substations after a trip caused by a minor fire. Eldorado Park North and Freedom Park have already been restored. Customers who are still off are advised to log calls on citypower.mobi or call 011-490-7484. That's 011-490-7484 to log on their queries. Those are your latest headlines. More on these and other stories at the top of the hour.
UJFM Lunch Break.
Dreaming for a lunch break.
12 to 3 p.m.
It's time for the
UJFM Lunch Break.
Do you want lunch?
UJFM Lunch Break. Only on UJFM 95.4. Dynamically shaping the future.
I need you to do me a favor, right?
I need you to give me some music.
Kissing, I hope they cut us. What are they like and not? I wanna show you up.
So y'all just enjoy the show. And y'all, you know how we do this, hey? It's world-class entertainment.
Where the music never stops.
UJFM, dynamically shaping the future.
32 minutes past two, final and last hour of the show. We are joined by Mr. the CEO, Fanani, in studio from Sampra. Now, you said establishments, when you play music, not for your own benefit, but now to almost push or enhance the performance of your establishment, your club or whatever, you need to pay.
Yes.
Now, a DJ
who
his job essentially is to play the music and then entertain. So he's the business.
Yeah.
And then clubs and you touched on restaurants. How does that work for those organizations or in those situations?
We have a tariff for DJs.
Oh, yes.
Because we know DJs are mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So a DJ has to have a Sampra license.
Yes.
Because we don't know where you'll be playing. So we can't confine you to a specific area. And that license says play wherever you want 24/7, as much as you want.
Okay.
You can play 365 days a year. It's not a problem, but pay us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the club itself must also be licensed, because the club is a separate establishment from the DJ.
Yes.
So when the DJ who is licensed is going to perform at a club that is licensed, so you have great compliance there. But both the DJ and the club must be licensed. Let me give you an example. These days, when you go to funerals, people are no longer singing like they used to do.
Yes.
You have a DJ
playing
songs right at the graveyard.
Yes.
And whose song are they using? Somebody else's song. And that DJ is paid by the family of the bereaved. So,
yes.
So now, they are paying you despite the fact that they have lost their loved one.
Mm-hmm.
They are still parting with money.
Yes.
And they pay you, you do whatever you do, you go home. Whose music are you using? You're not using your own music. You're using other people's intellectual property. So as the DJ, you need to be paid. And you need to pay.
Mm.
And when you pay, we don't restrict you. We say play wherever you want. You want to perform at funerals, weddings, nightclubs, restaurants, wherever, as long as you are licensed by Sampra.
All right.
All You mentioned DJ tariffs. So I want to know about other music promoters, broadcasters, or anyone else who plays music in their establishment.
Yeah.
They need to have this license.
Yes.
So I want to know, how is a Sampra license calculated?
Okay. There's a broadcasting tariff.
Mm-hmm.
That was... a broadcast tariff that was determined by the Supreme Court of Appeal in 2014. So it's about 2% of the broadcaster's net income. So we say your neighbors here, the SABC, we say you give us, per radio station, you give us this percentage of their income. Okay. So the more money they make is the more money we make. So during the COVID years, 2020 and 2021,
mm-hmm.
when there was a lockdown and advertisers were also not advertising the way they should have, radio stations were not making as much money as they wanted to. We also didn't make money because we are taking a percentage of what they've earned.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. Now, why must the Sampra music license be treated like a business overhead? And then also, how much does it cost, actually?
It depends on, like I've just said, that with broadcasters is a percentage of your income. So it is an overhead because let's assume that you are running a restaurant.
Yes.
Would you run a restaurant without vegetables?
Obviously.
Without meat?
No.
You must go and buy meat. Mm-hmm. You must go and buy veggies. You must buy things like tomato sauce and mayonnaise and all that. Those are overheads. So even with music, think along those lines and say, I may have the best food, but if I don't have this particular overhead, which is music, I'm not going to make money.
Yes.
And so treat it as an overhead because even the veggies that you buy, that you are providing in a restaurant, you didn't steal them. You bought them from the farmer's market.
Yes.
So think along those lines and say music is like buying veggies. At the farmer's market. I'm just buying from Sampra.
We've been talking about this music license. How can users apply for this Sampra music license?
You can go online, which is www.sampra.org.za, and you'll see a page that says licensing, and you can inquire through that page, or just send an email to us at licensing@org.za, licensing@org.za, so that you are compliant. The moment you send that email, you'll have a licensing officer, maybe within 10 minutes, coming back to you to say, yes, we have received your query. Here's the form. Let's do it.
Right. Talking about paying, let us pay some bills, and then we'll come back. We're going to wrap it up, right?
Okay.
It's a very interesting one. I don't know. I'm not even a musician, but I'm getting so much information out of this.
Yes.
I think we need to educate more people about this. But before that, let's start.
UJFM.
Titled All My Life. It's the remix from Burna Boy. Yes. And then Lil Durk and J. Cole is on this one. It's 47 minutes past the two. As we wrap up, such an interesting conversation that we're having. Before I ask the last question, when we talk about a music artist being paid, maybe on an average to receive money that's, you know, to not receive 50 rand essentially from Sampra, what's a good rotation of a song, like in terms of maybe numbers?
It depends on two factors. Number one is high rotation.
Okay.
But it depends where your music is being used. Radio station A makes less than a million rands a year. You can be on high rotation on the radio station, but it is not making a lot of money. It means what they are going to give us as their fee is less, because the less money they make, the less they pay us, but the more they make, the more they pay us.
Yes.
So you have got radio station B, maybe 100 million rands a year. And when you calculate their fee that they are supposed to pay us, you find that is about 10 million rands. And my song was on rotation on that particular radio station, but not as high as yours in radio station A. Maybe in radio station A, that paid us almost nothing. You were paid 1,000 times. You were played 1,000 times. Mine was played 100 times. On this one that has got a lot of money, I'm going to make more money than you.
Oh,
is high rotation on a
user that is paying us a sizable amount of money.
Mm.
Those, right. Yeah. Now, let's talk about the development of the industry. Paying for musical licenses and everything.
Yeah.
How does that contribute to the development of South African artists?
Okay. Artists have different sources of income,
yes,
or different income streams. The Sampra income stream is just one of them.
Yes.
So by paying you, because we've been paid by the people who are using your music, we are helping you in terms of your own financial development, because we are adding another income stream.
Mm.
Artists make a lot of money these days,
yes,
from live performances.
Mm.
Artists make more money from live performances from than anything else. Back in the day of CDs and cassettes and LPs, I think the biggest income stream was record sales. But record sales these days is not bringing as much money like it used to, because of things like streaming and live performance. So the Sampra income stream is just one of those income streams. But you spoke about development. We have a subsidiary of Sampra, which is known as the Sampra Development Fund. This is where we have spent in excess of 50 million rands in the last 3 years to develop the industry. And we have pumped a lot of money into live performances. We sponsor the likes of Joy of Jazz and other live performances, because we acknowledge the fact that artists are making more money from live performances. And we also acknowledge the fact that people appreciate to see them performing live, and they don't mind going there and pay to say, I want to see this artist performing live. Yeah, so that is where we are playing a role in terms of development.
Mr. Fanani, thank you so much for joining us. What an informative one. Just the last one. Anyone who has maybe questions or wants to learn more about Sampra, how do they contact you? How do they go about, not necessarily you, but how do they go about...
Me as whole... Sampra.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, please send us email on info@sampra.org.za. Info@sampra. Sampra is sampra.org.za.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay.
What an informative...
Thank you for the opportunity.
I enjoyed this one. Hopefully, the listener enjoyed it as much as I did.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's 51 minutes past 2. We're going to go to some music. When we come back, we'll catch up with Tribe.
Where the music never stops. UJFM, dynamically shaping the future.